T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
To Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show. Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Hey. Let's get it on with the Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, come on. Showtime, baby.
Play some ball.
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
It is the Wendy's Big Show. The day before Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving Eve Day, as some people like to call it. No Gary Ellerson, no Steve Sparky Pfeiffer today. It is Dan Plucker filling in the shoes for the two of them. Leroy Butler, though, also here as well. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes to join me, Dan Plucker, here on the Wendy's Big Show. We're broadcasting live from the Lakeland University studios with online learning in 7 locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms at lakeland.edu. Toby Altizer producing the show today, hanging out on the other side of the glass. He's had a long day already. Happy to have him with us today as well. And we got a booked show for you today, talking a lot of Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving football games, that comes up in the last hour of the show. We'll be breaking down all those NFL games, Leroy Butler and myself, as the Lions and Bears face off. We also got the Saints and Bills, and the Cowboys play as well against is escaping me right now. Who do the Cowboys play, Toby? Remind me.
The Raiders.
The Raiders, thank you very much. So we got a clean slate of NFL football tomorrow, and it will be some really good action, I think, across the board, except for maybe that first game between the Lions and the Bears. But the other two games, a lot of interesting things to discuss and break down. Leroy Butler and I will be doing so. Ty Dunn from GoLongTD.com will be joining us in the third hour of the show to talk about this Packers team, preview this game against the Rams, and all of the drama surrounding the team. If there's anybody that is plugged in Green Bay that isn't necessarily in Green Bay right now, it is Ty Dunn. We'll also be talking to Dennis Krause from Spectrum News One. He's the pregame show host on the Packers Radio Network. That comes up in the second hour of the show. And also, we want to know, with Thanksgiving being tomorrow, Leroy and I want to have a little bit of fun today. We'll be asking you what your top 5 Thanksgiving sides are. So if you have any of those, you can tweet at us at Big Show Network. We want to see a lot of people tweet in with that, because tomorrow's the big day. It's here already. 2021 is winding down. I was sitting in bed last night thinking, we have a month until it's 2022. You know how weird that is? It feels like this year just started. Maybe it's because of how long 2020 felt, that like this year just sped by. But in a month, it's no longer going to be 2021. That just feels so crazy to me. And Thanksgiving's already here. So what are your top 5 Thanksgiving sides? And the Packers have a bunch of injuries So who needs to step up the most in this game against the Rams? That comes up in the next hour of the show. Right now, though, Leroy, once he gets here, and I will be talking to you about health or home field. If you could only choose one of those two things for the Green Bay Packers by season's end, would you rather have them be a healthy team or be the number one team in the NFC and have home field advantage and a bye week into the playoffs? Because I think that's exactly what the Green Bay Packers are balancing right now. I mean, we've heard that Jaire Alexander could be playing potentially, you know, if he had to. And that's why maybe they're not doing surgery on Jaire so that he could be back later this season. Maybe Aaron Jones would give it a go with his sprain in his knee if this was a do-or-die type situation. The Packers were fighting for their playoff chances and things were different. Maybe Rashawn Gary has a brace on his arm and is playing in last Sunday's game and in this game if the Packers were in a do-or-die type situation. But right now, they're comfortable. They have a comfortable lead in the NFC North, and a lot of people are not as concerned about that spot, I feel like. The goal right now, in my eyes, is for this team to be getting healthier, especially with the bye week just a week away. I mean, that last week's game against the Vikings, the Packers have a considerable lead in the NFC North still. It wasn't the end of the world that the Packers lost that game. The Packers at 8-3, Minnesota now 500 at 5-5. They still have, what, a 3-game lead in the division? The Packers are still sitting comfortable in this situation. And pushing for that number one seed wasn't really impacted last week against the Vikings. I mean, it was an opportunity. The Cowboys lost, who were also tied with them. The Cardinals wound up winning with Colt McCoy and not Kyler Murray. So now the Cardinals retake that number one seed. And maybe that was the perfect example of why the Packers needed to push in that situation. The Vikings, a team that they could have beaten on the road against Minnesota, and it came down to the wire. Maybe a Rashawn Gary or a Jaire Alexander or any of these other guys, if they're in the game, it makes a difference. But the Packers are playing it extremely safe. They've been doing the same thing with David Bakhtiari before we learned yesterday that he had this arthroscopic surgery to remove some stuff from his knee. So now we're sitting here and they're playing against the Rams, which is a team that is sitting with them at the top of the NFC, a team that could be pushing for that top spot in the NFC by the season's end. And where does health balance into this as the Packers fight for that number one seed? Do we see guys like Rashawn Gary this week? Do we see some of these guys that are banged up a little bit more play this week? Or, I mean, we're sitting here and Rodgers has COVID toe, at least that's the way he's explaining it. Do we see the Packers take a step back and try to get healthy as they also have a bye week next week? And they'll play this game wanting to win, obviously, but they're not going to go all in to try to beat the Rams and play all of these guys that have been injured. That is very well a possibility for this week, where they're treating it as a rest week heading into the bye. 855-830-8648 to join me, Dan Plucker, and him, Leroy Butler, on the Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. Again, that's 855-830-8648. Dan Plucker and Leroy Butler hanging out with you on the Wendy's Big Show. You found a wallet.
Yeah, whose is it?
It's my wallet.
Well, I know. I mean, put it back. I know
empty,
no money
I'll
in
tell
there.
You, yeah.
I know what they pay you. There's no money in there.
There's no money in there, yeah. No. I'm wearing sweatpants today, Leroy. So when I sit down, sometimes things fall out of my pockets.
Yeah.
I just don't want my wallet to fall out of my pockets. That's why it's put over on
that
the table.
That happens. It happens.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't really have a wallet. Do I have a backpack?
You have a whole backpack you take.
Yeah.
With you.
Just put it in.
Okay.
There.
Yeah. Interesting. I didn't know that.
I don't see people put their wallet in their back pocket. People, I got anxiety. I think somebody's gonna.
Yeah. That's dangerous.
Lift it.
Yeah. It's easy to just like. I've never done it, but like
pocket.
That's what I'm more concerned about. Yeah. Yeah, I like keep it in my front pocket. I can feel it that way.
Or just give your wife all the money.
Also, back problems if you keep your wallet in your back pocket.
Really?
Yeah. I've read and seen things that if for a long period of time you keep your wallet in your back pocket and you're sitting on it, it like discombobulates your back.
I like learning things from you millennials.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's why I keep it in my front pocket.
Good for you.
And that's why it's on the table today. My wallet. Not.
Note to America, don't pickpocket Dan. There's no money in it.
It's true.
You're spending all on these nice jerseys.
Actually, I got this jersey from a listener.
Who is that?
Yeah,
Brady?
Travis. Yeah, it's a Tom Brady Michigan jersey.
You
big game this week.
Signed,
yeah, hopefully someday. That would be crazy.
Yeah. You got to get that signed. I'll get your Desmond Howard signed. He's not weird like that.
Oh, yeah? I would love that.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, you saw my Desmond Howard jersey. I wore that one yesterday.
He's a nice guy, very down to earth, very approachable. Some of these stars, these guys, they're a little weird.
That doesn't surprise me.
It doesn't?
No. Fame brings weird things for some people. Not you, Leroy Butler.
Player to player, though.
Yeah, that's weird. If you ask for something, you know.
Full disclosure, as we go to break, I would bet you more media people have Aaron Rodgers' number than players.
You think so?
Yes.
That's pretty crazy.
Any guy up there, players, like former players, mm-hmm. not current players, former players.
Right.
He may have three former players. Media guys, they have all these guys' numbers. They have all their numbers and everything, but That's a little weird. Yeah.
That is a little weird. Yeah, he is Leroy Butler. I am Dan Plucker, hosting a Wednesday edition of the Wendy's Big Show with you. We'll hit a quick break. When we come back, we'll be talking about this. If you could only choose one, would you rather have health or home field for the Packers by season's end? It is the Wendy's Big Show and more coming up next. It's the Wendy's Big Show. Dan Plucker, Leroy Butler hanging out with you. You can tweet at us at Big Show Network. Me at Dan Plucker. Him at Leap36. And this segment's brought to you by Wendy's. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. The Bucks play the Pistons tonight. That should be a win. So tomorrow, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small frosty. No purchase necessary. This offer only is good for 24 hours after a win, so act fast. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. And we're talking about a Packers team right now who needs to do some winning if they want some home field advantage this season. Or they can continue to rest their players and get a little bit more healthier as we come down the stretch here. They're in a good spot. We know we're talking about the NFC North. I think it's 2.5-3-game lead in the division over the Minnesota Vikings right now. So there's not a bunch of concern there. Who knows? The Vikings are kind of trending upward right now. I mean, that's a team that just beat you. But the Packers still have a comfortable lead. They've played well this season. And because of that, they have these spoils a little bit of being able to rest guys and try to get a little bit healthier as we move on. But when it gets to postseason, it's a little bit of a different story. The NFC is very difficult this year. There's a lot of really talented teams, and it shows you just last week with that Vikings team that at a flip of a dime, you can have a team that goes from, what were they, 3-5 to a 500 team who's looking really strong. Mm-hmm. Heading into the midway point of the season, the Vikings could be a team to push for the playoffs and maybe even
like
beat the one seed.
Because in all of their games, they were winning at some point. So they just couldn't finish games. But it still come down to can Kirk Cousins, because as me and Gary pointed out, he could have had thrown five picks, but he did it. They didn't count. So they weren't able to win. And can you shut down Jefferson? And eventually, can you start Dalvin Cook? And their defense is just good enough to kind of keep you around. But Aaron Rodgers exposed some of that. But again, with this expanded playoffs, Packers only got to win really 2-3 games to get in. And I don't even know if home field matters anymore. I just don't know. I mean, because who would have thought Tennessee would lose to the Titans?
To the Texans.
I mean, the Titans lose to the Texans, right? I apologize. Yeah. I mean, And then you who would think Tampa Bay would be struggling with the Giants, but eventually won, but they lost to the football team. Shout out to Toby team, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Toby, I mean, that team playing pretty good. They're not out of it. If you're 3-5, 3-6, all you got to do is win 4 or 5 games. Somebody going to make it winning 8 games.
Mm-hmm.
So that opens it up to your point. So if you're the Packers, you're thinking, okay, wait, do I err on the side of caution? Which they always do anyway, if you know the history of the Packers, because I know Doc McKenzie.
Right.
I just know his thinking. I mean, because I think the reason why Doc McKenzie cares about you outside the uniform, he wants David Bakhtiari to one day walk and play with his kids and not having his knee to get replaced in his 40s. So I get that. But if some of these guys on the cusp of playing, like Rashad Gary practiced, but he didn't play.
Right.
So you're thinking, you know, and then sometimes we have to save our kids. You don't have any, but from themselves. Because most guys, I want to play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the way I'm looking at this chart, probably need one more week. And that's what took MVS so long. People say, wait a minute, it's just a hamstring. I'm like, again, that's something you don't mess with because you come back too early. If you pop it or rip it again, it's a wrap. You're done for the year. So you got to be smart this time of the year. And I think that's the entire NFL as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And being a healthy team is certainly important, Leroy. And mm-hmm. I think that's kind of what the Packers – I mean, it's definitely what the Packers are struggling with right now.
Right.
With, what is it, 5 Pro Bowlers from last year that are currently out. Za'Darius Smith, David Bakhtiari, Elgton Jenkins, Jair Alexander, and Aaron Jones. That's 5 Pro Bowlers from last season. Then you throw in Rashawn Gary and rookie Josh Myers. And
that's a lot.
That's like 7 of your 22 starters that are hurt right now. That's crazy.
And you're missing Rodgers for like a week and a half. And you were missing Devontae for a week.
Mm-hmm. MVS missed some time as well.
And now Aaron Jones is out.
It's tough going right now for the Packers, no doubt. But part of me wonders, Leroy, with this home field, just to play a little bit of devil's advocate here, because you think of some of these teams that are towards the bottom of the NFC right now, that are bottom of the playoffs, I should say. So like teams like the Saints and the Vikings and some of these different teams where if they do happen to get a win, or even the teams at the top of the division too, Tampa Bay and I mean, LA is a tough place to play. I was just in that stadium. That's pretty loud as well. Like
Dallas is pretty loud.
Dallas can get pretty loud as well. I mean, and LA and Dallas, there are going to be some Packer fans in those stadiums.
It's going to be loud in Lambeau too.
But it would be loud in Lambeau too. That's what I'm saying.
Everybody's going to have full stadiums.
Going into an environment like that, Leroy, that can't be an easy thing. I mean, when you guys won your Super Bowl, you were the number one team in the NFC, correct? So you had home field advantage.
Of course.
Yeah, exactly. You guys had home field advantage throughout the whole course of the playoffs.
We talked about it. This
and how important was that to your Super Bowl run?
That's a good question because we talked about it from day one. When we lost to the Cowboys in 95, we said, oh, I get it. We got to get home field. Because that's when San Francisco won it. They had home field. Then Dallas had home field a couple times. But Dallas was so good, though it didn't matter. But they still were thinking, because I'm good friends with Irvin, Emmett, that's my guy. I said, man, what was the thinking? He said, man, Jimmy Johnson, I always say, we got to get home field. We got to get these people in our crowd, and we just got to. And so that's what Holmgren talked about when we were on our plane back from Dallas after losing. He said, next year, we're going to win it because I know what it is. I'm going to preach from day one, we got to get the home field. Win all your home games, split on the road, you're 12-4, 13-3, whatever, and have teams come in here in January. And when Carolina came in here, you got an East Coast team coming in, man, it was cold.
Right.
It makes a difference. Now, it just seemed like Tom Brady just ran through that because last year, I think it really wasn't that cold. It was like 30.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like one below. Maybe it would have been different.
It could have been.
But I think teams feel okay going to Arizona. It's a controlled environment. We can run this fast-type offense on that surface. Dallas wouldn't mind going to Arizona if in the playoff workout. Mm-hmm. They would. The Rams, let's go to Arizona. Although Arizona beat them. But the surface. So if you're the Packers, worst case, you got to go to the Rams again. I wouldn't mind putting MVS on that surface. Aaron Jones on that surface. So I think now, but the coaches are thinking, who's going to be available? So 73, you're up. You're the guy. We're going to put you at left tackle. We're going to give you some help. 70, you may be by yourself with Aaron Donald. We're going to give you some help with 62. Mm-hmm. But in January, you would hope that offensive line be experienced and ready.
Right.
Because then you win or go home.
Mm-hmm.
So I think coaches are – you brought this point up. I think it's a very astute point because I never looked at it this way. I think coaches are coaching with the expanded playoffs a little bit different. Like, just take it easy. We can win these games. Because I know Dallas, they don't have Amari Cooper for 2 weeks. So they're thinking, okay, we got to just get through a few of these games till we get everybody back. Mm-hmm. And then we could just take off like a rocket. So it makes sense.
I guess the only thing for the Packers here, too, is, you know, they're trying to get healthy, but people keep getting hurt.
So they're
almost like trying to balance this right before our eyes. Because, I mean, we're talking, when Bakhtiari's back, like, this offensive line is going to be ridiculous with him and Elgton Jenkins. Yeah. And then this week, Elgton Jenkins goes down, and he's gone for the season now. I mean, it's incredibly unfortunate it's incredibly unfortunate the way that this seems to keep going down. Mm-hmm. And that's why part of me wonders if it would be better to try and push for it now, because who knows what the future holds. You know what's right in front of you this week, mm-hmm. and winning this game this week. Do you go all in right now and try to win as many games as you mm-hmm. can to put yourself in the best situation for when you're in that place where now we're without Elgton Jenkins for the rest of the season? Because that's a huge component of this team. And even now against the Rams,
Bakhtiari. They're on the fast track. The Rams are on the fast track.
Yeah. David Bakhtiari at 75% is still probably better, or even 60%.
Don't you say it. It's
still probably better than Yash Nyman at left tackle compared to with Von Miller and Aaron Donald coming down at him every play.
I disagree.
Disrespect to Yash Nyman. He's stepped up and has played really well in the role that he's played.
No, you don't have to preface it by that. Stay where you – because a lot of people believe that. But let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Would you want 75% of your check or 100%?
Well, I want 100% of
my
check.
Stay there.
But if it depends on how much money I make in Leroy.
It don't matter. You still want 100 – I'm not going to even ask Toby because I know what he's going to say. 100% of something is better than 75% of anything. And what I'm saying is, if David Bakhtiari is out there and he's not healthy, one crossover move, he's done. What Yash out there, however he says his name.
Yash.
Him too. At least you got a guy going full speed. I just don't want a guy to go out there if he's not. And I used to tell my teammates, I know you want to play, but if you're not 100%, you can hurt us. You can hurt us because you're not giving your – you can't do everything you want to do. If a guy bull rushes you, you're going to just fall. Or if he speed rushes you, you can't get out quick enough. But let a guy that's maybe a little bit limited, at least he's trying 100%. So I think fans think what you think, but
– players think the way
players.
You
think. Because to your point, you'd rather have Jordan with the alleged flu playing – then Jordan not playing and another guy that 100% that does not as dynamic.
Right.
Right. So that's to your point. And to my point, I'm like, if the coach has a good system, a guy can come in for one or two games and just survive. But that's okay. And I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying I look at it different. I want 100% of everything. And I want to be consistent on that. Yeah. I mean, I want all the mac and cheese to myself. I don't want it after somebody done played around in it and put their spoon in it, the one they eating with. I ain't eating back. I'm not.
Right. No,
yeah,
neither
please
am
don't
I.
Do that.
We'll ask this question to Dennis Krause from Spectrum News 1 and the pregame show host for the Packers Radio Network in about an hour from right now. We'll get to your tweets at Big Show Network on Twitter. David says it depends on where the away game would be, but health. Lambeau is not as tough to play for the opposition as it once was. Plenty of people saying health as well. That's an interesting comment. You think Lambeau, Leroy, is no longer the beast that it used to be?
Oh, yeah, it is with a full stadium. Yeah, people
and snow falling down, and it's cold and it's slippery.
You can ask the players. When they drive up to Lambeau, they get nervous.
Yeah,
it's well, a historical site.
And not only that, but Aaron Rodgers has been unbelievable at home in the cold throughout his career, and that can't be said for a lot of other quarterbacks that have been sitting in a cushy dome for most of their careers, or in sunny Tampa Bay or L.A. or whatever it be.
And why do home jerseys sell more than away jerseys? Because they win more. Everybody wants the green jersey. Every now and then you see people get a white jersey. Those people like you and Toby, oh, don't be different. Get the green jersey. You know, they won more games.
A lot of people asking for health, but Brandon tweets, I'm going home field. We've won all these games with injuries all season. Give me the crowd and the cold advantage. And
okay, I like that.
To that point,
I like that.
We saw the Packers beat the Cardinals without any of their top receivers.
That's true.
And, I mean, that game was in Arizona, but how much easier would have been if it was in Green Bay and Kyler Murray had to be running around in 30 degrees less than in the playoff time than it was in Arizona in the Dome?
Yeah, because you got the weather and the crowd. January, I'm assuming, because yesterday it was 18 degrees, and that's in the south. I know our people, our brothers and sisters up north, I know it's colder than that, Superior.
Yeah.
I mean, Rylander.
Oh, yeah. Freezing up.
Lacrosse. It's probably cold. So you're thinking if a team, I would like to play Tom Brady if it was like 18 below with the wind chill. I got to think that and most Packer players are not from here, but they get acclimated with the weather.
Mm-hmm.
Practicing
outside.
But the main thing, can your quarterback throw that slick, hard football? Aaron Rodgers can grip it and rip it.
That's right.
And that makes a difference.
Not many other quarterbacks get the opportunity to practice in that in their own home fields when we're talking about, you know, the Saints or
so
the Buccaneers
has a good
or wherever
point.
It is. It is a good point. They've been playing that well all season long and winning these games all season long. Why would it be any different when we get towards the playoff time? It's a good point. We'll hit a quick break here. It is Dan Plucker, Leroy Butler hanging out with you on the Wendy's Big Show. And we come back, Jason Garrett fired in New York.
Oh, my goodness.
And we have to talk about it at least a little bit because we're seeing a bit of a trend here.
Yes,
you know, both
the
Jets and the Giants stink. The Knicks haven't been very good. The Mets are an absolute mess. Is it better for sports if New York teams are good? I know we don't like talking New York sports in the Wisconsin market because we're also tired of the Yankees and
then
getting all
that
the
Bucks
attention.
Won a championship and the Knicks and Brooklyn did it.
Yeah, exactly.
That feels good.
Exactly, but for the sport overall, is it better if those long-standing New York teams
the Boston,
are good? You could throw
York,
in Boston, L.A.
Yeah,
like, LA. Is it better if those teams are good? We'll talk about that next here on the Wendy's Big Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is the Wendy's Big Show, and Wendy's knows a better breakfast starts with a better biscuit. That's why you can get a hot and buttery Wendy's breakfast biscuit with bacon or sausage, fresh cracked egg and cheese for just $1.
$1, cuz.
You can find that change in your little, like, change drawer in your car. You know, right in your cup holder. You
if
have that
kids
much change
don't
in
steal
there.
It.
That's
I
right.
Mean, yeah.
Get your Wendy's Buck Biscuit sandwich today for a limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
You know, we do, me and my wife had this idea of my wife did. We saved the change from January to December and then go to the bank and turn it in and give it to the kids.
Nice.
You'll be amazed how much money change you
Yeah, that's crazy.
In 12 months. Every time you come home, you just put, if you had change in your pocket, your purse, and just save it up, you can save up a lot of money. A
couple hundred dollars, maybe even more.
More than that. Ooh, I think the most years, I think my wife saved up like $1,700.
That's crazy.
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
Yeah, but when you're using credit card, it don't work, but only if you're using cash. But if you got a dollar at Wendy's, man, you can just go through there and get something to drink, get a biscuit. That's amazing.
Speaking of, if you have some change
can
as well.
Can we send Toby to Wendy's while we're on?
I
Probably
would love
not.
If Toby got us some Wendy's.
No, he
gotta
work.
That sounds pretty good. donate today to the fans' 15th annual fan toy drive benefiting Children's Wisconsin, courtesy of Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Simply go to our flagship station, 1250amthefan.com, and click on the Toy Drive link to donate today. It's the fans' 15th annual Toy Drive presented by Annex Wealth Management through December 3rd. That comes up next Friday. The Big Show hopefully will have a relatively big show as well, a big show on The Big Show with some pretty premier guests as we have our 15th annual Fan Toy Drive here at 1250 AM The Fan and on this show across the great state of Wisconsin with Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, and Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on a daily basis. But since it's the day before Thanksgiving, some extra time off for Gary and Sparky. It's Leroy Butler and Dan Plunker today.
Man.
They don't want to work. Yeah.
I'll never take off.
No, never.
No. Allegedly.
You got to throw that in there.
You got to throw that in there.
You have to. It's Dan Plunker, Leroy Butler hanging out with you on the Wendy's Big Show. And wanted to touch on this real briefly here before we get back into some Packers talk at the top of the hour and get into some New York sports just a tad, because Jason Garrett fired the offensive coordinator by the New York Giants yesterday, a guy that coached in Dallas for a long time, had some a mixed reaction, I think, in his time in Dallas. They had some good years. They also had some pretty bad years when they should have been good. And now he's fired for Freddie Kitchens taking over, former Browns head coach, when they went 0-16. Now the offensive coordinator with the Giants, Joe Judge, the coach there, and the Jets, they've been garbage for a long time. I mean, when was the last time the Jets were even the playoffs? Probably Brett Favre years, right? The one year with Brett Favre?
Yeah.
And since then, I don't think they've been in the playoffs. Yeah. And you go into the NBA and the Knicks have been bad, which
long
is
time.
With the pinnacle of basketball, as they like to say,
that just
with Madison Square
just a
Garden.
It's not.
And
Brooklyn took that over.
And all of these teams in New York, the Mets being absolutely terrible, not being able to figure things out. Sorry, Ryan Wood, if you're listening. But we're sitting here now, and it begs the question, Leroy, because – I mean, back in the day and for a while, New York sports teams were great. Lawrence Taylor, you go back to even the early 2000s with Michael Strahan and Eli
Tiki
Manning
Barber,
winning some Super Bowls.
Eli
Tiki Barber in there,
twice.
Too. I mean,
Tom Coughlin, man, they had a nice run.
Yeah, are sports better with those New York type of teams? I guess you can go to L.A. too when, you know, after or the ending years of Kobe's days in L.A. when they were terrible.
Be careful now. You're talking about my team.
They were terrible, Leroy.
Yeah,
and
nice.
And the Clippers, who have been terrible franchise overall forever.
Yeah.
Exactly. The Dodgers, who went, 30-something years without winning a World Series. Is it better for sports when those teams are good?
I think overall the commissioners would like it for those markets to be competitive. But if you live in the Midwest, you don't feel sorry for them, because how many times have we heard Pluck, the Bucks are stuck. They're in the smallest market. They can never get a superstar. And then they ripped on the city. And then the Bucks won a championship. 75,000 people came out. I was like, man, this is amazing. So if you're a Midwesterner, you love it that they're terrible.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you something. It's a lot of Cowboy fans, they like that the Giants are terrible. And it's a lot of Miami Dolphin fans, they're glad the Jets are terrible. And look at and just if you look at it, New England has come back in that division.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where did they come
from?
Time. What a rookie quarterback. So I would think overall, though, if you're a commissioner, you would want the bigger markets to be competitive. Like Brooklyn was competitive. They went to the, you know, went to the playoffs mm-hmm. and went to the second round or whatever, and they got beat by the Bucks, but the Bucks won it. They got the superstars there with KD, you know, and Harden.
Kyrie and Harden, yeah.
Yeah, Kyrie, he's he's not playing. So
right. Now he's not playing. Last year he was.
But they got three superstars there, so you think they're trying to build it? And then you remember this whole thing when Giannis, go back to when Giannis was, oh, they're going to get Giannis to a bigger market. He's not going to re-sign. He re-signs, and then he says in the GQ thing that, hey, well, in a couple of years, you know.
Who knows?
Yeah. But if you go back out west, I remember Golden State was terrible. Now mm-hmm. they're one of the elite teams. They won a few championships. Now the best team in the league. The Lakers won it during the pandemic, which is great for me, but it's only 60 games. LeBron James has kind of, you know, been all over the place as far as being hurt. Now he got suspended. Now the Lakers are like, you know, 9-10 or 99 or whatever, 10-9 or whatever. You normally you see the Lakers back in the 80s, man, they were one of the top teams. And it was good for basketball.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bucks weren't winning. And then Chicago won a, back to the Midwest again. Chicago won a bunch of them. But whenever Chicago played the Knicks, it was good for basketball. The Knicks and them go at it. So I would be, you know, I would be shocked to see what the fans think about this. The fans that live in Milwaukee and live in this state, do you feel sorry for the Giants or the Jets? They don't have a fan base like you. And do they deserve a team? But if they keep hiring these coaches, now Robert Saleh, I'm going to give him some time.
Mm-hmm.
He got a number one pick, Zach Wilson, I think his name.
Yeah, Zach Wilson. Well, then
he's got hurt. He's been hurt. So they're going to take time to build that. Mm-hmm. But the Giants, you don't have an excuse. You've had Barkley.
You've Daniel had Jones for a long time.
You
gave
Kenny Golladay a lot of money.
Yeah. Sterling Shepard's there.
They got enough weapons. Daniel Jones has been a disappointment.
Yeah, no doubt.
He's been disappointed.
855-830-8648. Is it better when large market teams, especially teams like New York, are good? And here's why I say yes, just a little bit.
Okay, but you're a Midwesterner now.
I am. And I'm a Detroit sports fan. Yeah, so I'll throw that out there as well. Put that to the side.
Put it to the side.
I like when those teams are good because I like a team to hate. And I think a lot of the country likes teams to hate.
Yeah. We like a villain.
A villain. Yes. With the Patriots, Tom Brady, for a lot of people, the longest time, everybody hated the New England Patriots.
Yes.
People would literally watch games when the New England Patriots were on primetime TV begging for Tom Brady and the Patriots to lose.
Yes.
LeBron James in L.A.
Oh.
Or in Miami. People watch those games and just cry and plead for LeBron James to lose and to fail.
You're right.
And back when the Giants, I mean, maybe when the Giants and Patriots matched up, that was a little bit different. I think people were rooting for the Giants to squander the Patriots' undefeated
season.
So there are a couple different situations, but I personally hate when it's Super Bowl championship after championship, whatever, of, you know, New York, LA. That's the worst. I absolutely hate it. I don't even watch it. I don't. Straight up, like if it was, I mean, Super Bowl is different, but a World Series between the Red Sox and the Dodgers a couple years ago, I did not watch a single game of it. I was like, I'm not interested, because these are two teams that are there or in the conversation every single season. I don't want to be a part of that. I don't want this to be the league. So there has to be a healthy balance of enough smaller market teams like the Bucks, like the Packers, that are good. But I think it makes those rivalries even better for when the Packers go to San Francisco and play a really good 49ers team. Like one of the largest markets in the world against Green Bay. And Green Bay actually has a chance of winning. That's what makes it so special, I think, to me, when these small market teams do take it to a really good, high-powered team like the Brooklyn Nets with the Bucks, they did this season. It adds to the lore of what will be remembered for the Milwaukee Bucks, that they had to go through the Brooklyn Nets and Kevin Durant and James Harden and Kyrie Irving to get there.
Take it to college football. Now, what do you think on that? Because the same guys are going to be in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Cincinnati will make it. I don't know. But you can best believe Alabama, if they lose in the championship game, mm-hmm. with two losses, they're going to be in it. Clemson is gone now, so somebody can take their spot. Ohio State, I mean, if they beat Michigan, what you expect?
I think they will, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get into that a little bit later in the show, I think.
But for college sports, do you think the same thing? Why don't you see UCLA or USC in the playoffs? Or, I mean, you see these other, the same Midwest teams, Ohio State, Alabama, mm-hmm. you know, all the time. Now, what East Coast was Clemson for a while, but they're gone now. So, I don't understand how you can keep a team like Cincinnati if they're undefeated out of it.
We'll talk about those college football rankings in the next segment here because we do have to hit a quick break. It's Dan Plucker, Leroy Butler hanging out with you here on the Wendy's Big Show the day before Thanksgiving. It is the Wendy's Big Show. Dan Plucker, Leroy Butler hanging out with you the day before Thanksgiving. Real quick, we're talking here about the New York teams and Jason Garrett's fired for Freddie Kitchens. Is it better for sports if teams like the New York teams and the LA teams and the Boston teams are good? We have just a couple minutes here. Let's go out to Timmy in Dallas. He joins the Big Show Radio Network. Timmy, what's going on? What you think?
I'll go from west to east. Los Angeles is a basketball town. In a baseball town, mm-hmm. And that's the kind of thing that gets, passed on from generation to generation.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And I'll go to Dallas. Dallas is definitely football. We won an NBA title. No one cared. We won an NHL title. No one cared in Dallas. Texas is all about football, and that goes from generation to generation. And then you go to New York, you got the Yankees. Now you're looking at great grandfather passed that down to their kids and to their kids and to their kids. And same with Boston. It's always going to be the Red Sox. They have the Patriots, but the Patriots don't have the history. And Celtics have the history. That's a big deal. And definitely. I think that's what it all comes down to in big markets is history of the team. Heck, the Rams couldn't even stay in L.A. They moved to St. Louis.
Oh, that's a great point.
And, what you get from your parents, grandparents, and their parents. And same with Green Bay. Green Bay has the history.
No thanks doubt, Timmy. Yep, thanks for the call.
He's right about that, especially high school football is huge in Texas.
Yeah, no doubt. And now the Cowboys, they're good, and they're getting all the publicity for it. I mean, Ross Tucker called them his number one team last week. I think, that's exactly what could be good for the NFL. Packers, Cowboys in the playoffs, absolutely huge if that matchup would happen. And you were in that rivalry for such a long time.
Yeah.
Coming up in the next hour of the show, Dennis Krause from Spectrum News 1, pregame show host for the Packers Radio Network. And with all these players out for the Green Bay Packers, and there are plenty of them, who needs to step up the most against the Los Angeles Rams on Sunday? It is Great Dan course. Plucker, Leroy Butler hanging out with you on the Wendy's Big Show, 855-830-8648 to join us. More coming up next.
Listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.